The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning. I want to begin with this this gospel that we heard. I want to try to tie in all three of our readings because I think they fit very well today. But I want to begin with the last part of this gospel where our Lord says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." You know, when a priest vests for Mass, and he puts on all of the different vestments, all of them are blessed, right? And so before he puts each one on, he kisses the vestment, and there's a specific prayer that is said as each vestment is put on, right? And what I always thought was interesting, the prayer that is said as the chasuble is put on, the very last vestment, the outermost vestment, quotes this gospel. The prayer is, "Lord, who has said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, grant that as I may be enabled to carry it, I may thereby obtain thy grace." And what I thought was interesting about this vesting prayer, and it applies not just to the priesthood, but to the Christian life in general, I think, is that in one sense it is very easy to be a Christian and to be a priest, but in one sense it's very hard as well. And I want to kind of unpack this, what's going on in our readings here, because our Lord says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And we can look at that and say, well, is he trying to say that being a Christian or being a priest is just going to be easy? Is that what our Lord is saying, that this is just going to be easy to do? And like if you just want an easy life and you want to avoid hard work and, you know, just be a Christian or just be a priest, you know? I don't think our Lord is saying that. But it is interesting because in the first reading as well, from the prophet Zechariah, the Lord speaks through Zechariah, telling us to rejoice, to shout for joy that the Lord is coming to us. And it says, he says, "He shall proclaim peace to the nations," that the Lord's coming will bring a certain peace and a certain joy, and that we're told to rejoice over this, that the Lord is coming. And I think what can be said here is that in doing God's will, there is always going to be a certain peace, despite whatever kind of external things are going on around us, despite what kind of problems come to us, despite what the world throws at us. If we're doing God's will, there is going to be a certain interior peace that really nothing can shake. And this ties in with our second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Romans. He tells us that we are not debtors to the flesh and to not live according to the flesh, that we should live according to the Spirit and put to death the deeds of the body. And there's something going on there too, that same thing, that we're not supposed to be living worldly lives, fleshly existences, if you will, where all we're trying to do is just satisfy our bodily, worldly needs, our creature comforts, to just be as comfortable as possible. Because, again, talk about what society tells us and what the world throws at us is that this is what you need to be happy, to be at peace, you know, to have all of your bodily creature comforts fulfilled, to not, you know, not be burdened too much with with living a good, moral, upright life. You know, just kind of do what you want. Don't kill anyone. Don't rape anyone, and you'll be fine, right? Don't, you know, if you want to go to church, but don't take on all of these, you know, rules that the church tells you to do and what you can't do and what you have to do, and just live a comfortable existence, you know. This is kind of what society tells us, that it's about me, myself, and I, that so long as I am fulfilled on a bodily level, so long as I have what I want, when I want, how I want, that's where true peace lies, right? That's why we should rejoice. Not what Zechariah is telling us in the first reading. Not because the Lord is coming, but because I'm here and it's all about me. And St. Paul is telling us not to do that. St. Paul is telling us that if we want that real interior peace, we need to be living by the Spirit. We need to put to death the deeds of the body. And as I've preached so many times before, you know, those other things are not bad in and of themselves. It's when we get connected to them. It's when we put them as our God, right? And I think this is what our Lord is getting at in the Gospel in the beginning when he says, you know, you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but you've revealed them to the little ones. Because again, what do the wise and the learned of today's society tell us? That those are what we need to be happy, to be at peace, to be at rest, to be fulfilled. That's what the wise and the learned talk about, preach about, and exemplify by their own ways of life, having the newest, the biggest, the best, the brightest in their lives, you know. But our Lord has revealed to the little ones, and Jesus is giving thanks to God the Father for revealing this very fact to us, to those who would hear it, which is that that's not going to bring peace. That contrary to what we might think, that's not going to bring us the deep abiding peace. What is going to bring us the deep abiding peace is by living a life in which we live by the Spirit, where we don't worry so much about those external things, we worry about doing God's will, about being yoked, if you will, with the Lord. You know, he uses this example of a yoke. You know, a yoke was always used to connect two things, two animals specifically, right? And it kind of kept them together, and you could kind of direct them and get done what you wanted done in terms of plowing, right? And in the same way, our Lord is kind of saying, I'm going to be yoked with you. Together we're going to get through this. Together we're going to do this. And that doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen in this life. We're still going to experience the same kinds of sufferings and trials that everyone else experiences. But we're going to have, even in the midst of that, even in the midst of our worst sufferings and trials, we're going to have a certain abiding peace that none of those sufferings and trials can take away. That those people who are living by the flesh, who are living the way society tells them to, who are living the way the wise and the learned tell them to, those people, when crisis hits, their whole world falls apart. Why? Because their whole existence was based on this bodily, fleshly existence, fulfillment, doing what I want, when I want, how I want, that when crisis does hit, they hit rock bottom. They have nothing to cling to. We who are yoked with the Lord, our Lord tells us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So sometimes I think, in one sense, it is very easy to be a Christian. Because our Lord is saying, look, this is all you have to do. You don't have to wonder, what do I have to do to have a good, peaceful, fulfilled life? Our Lord is telling us, right here, put to death those things of the flesh and live by the Spirit. It's very simple. Live by the Spirit. Don't worry about those external things. Don't worry about whether or not you're rich or poor, whether or not you're in good health or bad health. Worry about pleasing the Lord. You know, there's that beautiful prayer by St. Ignatius, and he talks about this kind of holy indifference. Whether or not I'm rich or poor, whether or not I'm in good health or bad health, whether or not I have material things or I don't, or whatever, that there's a certain peace. And again, those things aren't bad, so if I have them, great. If I don't have them, no problem. But this is what our Lord is telling us. This is what he has revealed to the little ones and hidden from the wise and the learned who think something completely else. So it's not that the Christian life in its execution perhaps is easy. It can be hard at times to be yoked with the Lord and to live according to the Spirit. But in another sense, it is very easy, brothers and sisters, to do this life, because all we have to do is follow our Lord's lead. As he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.